From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Tuesday saw another wave of deadly airstrikes by Russian-backed Syrian forces in rebel-held eastern Ghouta near Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said more than 60 were killed on top of Monday's death toll of around 30. The observatory also reported rebel missile strikes targeting the capital. And the rebel-held province in northwest Idlib also sustained further airstrikes. The UN Tuesday called for an immediate one-month humanitarian ceasefire in contested parts of the country. Jens Lerke is with the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
We are talking about Idlib Governorate, where we have about 2 million people of concern. Jan Egeland called it the other day, it's like one huge refugee camp. And that is essentially what it is. There are hundreds of thousands of people who are internally displaced there, on the run, extremely vulnerable. They come under attack and under bombardment. That is completely unacceptable.
Meanwhile, in northwest Afrin, people took to the streets in protest. The Kurdish-controlled northwest region has been under Turkish attack now for a third week. Meanwhile, the lead investigator of a UN-mandated commission of inquiry on Syria said his team is looking into reports of the use of chlorine gas in both Idlib and eastern Ghouta. In Kenya, lawyer Maguna Maguna Tuesday was charged with treason for taking part in last week's mock inauguration of opposition leader Raila Odinga. Maguna is expected to appear in court on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Maguna's arrest sparked more political unrest in the streets, this time in the western city of Kisumu, where Odinga supporters clashed with police, who responded by firing tear gas and warning shots. This is VOA News. 81-year-old Iranian-American Bakir Namazi is back in a Tehran jail after a brief medical leave. The move stunned his son, Babak Namazi.
Out of nowhere, ordering my father to come back immediately is astonishing, to say the least. It's been a spectacular display of cruelty, in my opinion.
An Iranian government medical examiner said the elderly Namazi should have been granted a three-month leave. Both he and his son, Siamak, were arrested on espionage charges. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson held talks with his Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos Tuesday, the final leg of his regional tour, Tillerson saying they discussed Venezuela.
We had a very extensive exchange on how we can work together, along with others in the region, to restore democracy in Venezuela. And this is our only objective, is to see Venezuela return to its constitution, return its duly elected assembly, and to hold free and fair elections and give the Venezuelan people the right for their voices to be heard in elections.
Tillerson also praised Colombia's anti-drug efforts. The Israeli military said a security guard shot dead a Palestinian attacker after stabbing another guard at a West Bank settlement. Earlier, at least two Palestinians were killed, dozens wounded in firefight with Israeli soldiers. The company SpaceX Tuesday launched its most powerful rocket yet, the Falcon Heavy, from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida in a maiden test flight intended to show its ability to carry equipment deep into space at low cost. Phil Larson is an engineering instructor at the University of Colorado.
This is a big deal. This is kind of the Super Bowl of rocket launches, and it's the first of its kind, but there's a whole list of new rockets being developed right now, and that's really exciting.
The Falcon Heavy, currently the biggest rocket in use, will remain in space in a wide orbit around the sun. Zimbabwe's main opposition party, the Movement for Democratic Change, Tuesday said its leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, is in serious condition at a South Africa hospital battling cancer. The news comes as the country, under new leader Emmerson Mnangagwa, prepares for new elections. The European Union revived the membership ambitions of six Balkan states. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini said the door is open.
The need is clear for reforms so that citizens can enjoy the same rights, the same protections, and the same standards as the citizens of the European Union.
Such reforms include independent courts and a free press. The six hopefuls include Serbia, Montenegro, Albania, Bosnia, Kosovo, and Macedonia. Macedonia, meanwhile, said it's ready to end its long-running dispute with Greece over its name. Prime Minister Zoran Zaev said he wants negotiations with Athens to succeed. Greece insists the current name implies a territorial claim on its province of the same name and wants it changed. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.